And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting now with our Katy Loop City head football coach, Mike Scott, who joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit. I'm sure that you're excited about getting the season started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long break. We're biting at the bit. Kids are ready to go.
Mike, we'll ask about the team here in a second as far as some of the things they did over the summertime to get prepared, but something I'm asking all coaches this year is, what do you as a coach do during the summertime to get prepared for the season? Do you just take a nice break and kind of get away from football a little bit, or are you looking at film and doing those types of things to get ready for the year?
Well, generally speaking, I put in quite a few hours in the off season. And in the summer, a lot of the times I'll just watch some film. But being that this year is a rotational year, so we have a lot of new teams on our schedule, so we don't have much film on them. We watch some of the stuff they did in years gone by, you know, and in last season. But, you know, for the most part, we do camps when we get our strength programs going. And we visit with kids off and on. We don't get a lot of touch time with them, but, you know, I'll send them questions every now and then on what would you do in this situation. Just, we try to keep it light in the summer times. You know, we hit it pretty hard in season, but for the most part in the summers, we try to keep it pretty low.
Coach, I was going to ask you this question later, but you brought up the fact that schedule-wise, it's a transitional year. We go into that two-year period where the NSAA, of course, sets the schedules for teams. You're in the D-17 district this year. Nebraska Christian, Pleasanton, Ravenna, Riverside join you. So certainly kind of a different look as far as district competition is concerned. Just your overall thoughts about the schedule and the district that you'll be competing in this year?
Well, you know, so I think it might just be a little bit different than what we've had in the past. You know, in the past we seem to have quite a bit of discrepancy. You know, you have teams that have pretty good records, and then you have a couple that struggle a little bit. But I think this year's group, I think we're very evenly matched all the way through. I don't think there's any one team right now that can say, "Hey, we're the district's favorite." I think. Injuries, I think, will play a big key for a lot of the teams. I think a lot of us are replacing kids, and depth is going to be a big question. I know it will be for us. But for the most part, you know, I think a lot of the teams that we play right now are putting some new guys on the field, and it's just going to be a test to see how they respond.
Every year, Coach, I know you deal with turnover. You lose kids because of graduation, so there's spots to fill. But that also means that you have the opportunity for other kids to step in and get their chance. What about the turnover with Arcadia Loop City? How do you feel that's affecting you and some of the areas that you're trying to build up coming into this new year?
Yeah, we had pretty good turnover. We had a lot of seniors playing last year. Put a lot of playing time on the field, and we didn't get a lot of our younger kids didn't get a lot of playing time. Like our freshmen didn't get a lot of playing time last year, so they're going to come in fairly inexperienced at that the varsity level. But you know, I think the ones that are out there now, they responded well, and of course, just like any coach, you know, time's going to tell just exactly how much we prepared them. But yeah, we had a turnover. I'd say probably the one thing that we lost last year that we, as of right now, we don't really have a replacement for is actually a split end. We've got some pretty good tight ends, but having that guy that can spread the field and outrun people and, you know, be a good downfield receiver. Sorry about that. But for the most part, that's our biggest loss right now is a split end. And I think in time we're going to develop one of those. But right now, we can really focus on running our power sets for tight ends.
Coach, how many do you plan to have out for the team this year?
Well, that's still, we're still gaining. You know, school hasn't started for us yet. And a lot of times we'll gain one or two once school gets in session. I think we're looking at about 24 right now. And if we can gain a couple more, we'll be back to our normal numbers. You know, we like to start around 24 to 28, but I think that's about where we're going to be at.
Mike, I know you're just getting started with practice. You're still developing things. But as you view the team right now, is there an area where you say, you know what, we're strong in this area early in the season?
Well, I don't know if there's any specific area that I could say that, boy, we can hang our hat on that right now. But I think, you know, we've been a pretty good running team over the years. And I think for the most part, we're going to be able to, you know, hopefully, control the line of scrimmage. We've got a pretty good running back in Hayden Griffith. He's a tough runner. He's a big kid. He's got some experience. The big thing, anytime you got a workhorse like that, you got to find somebody that's going to spell it, because he can't carry the ball every time. And we've seen some of the new kids that are coming in, some of the ones that didn't get a lot of playing time last year. They're really looking good for us early. You know, I tell the kids, if we can keep progressing at the same rate we do daily, and we don't have a day where we have a lull or we don't step back, we're going to be, you know, a pretty good team. You know, but we've got to continue to get better each and every day of practice, and then, you know, just hope to stay healthy and see how it plays out.
Mike, final question for you: who do you have helping you on the sidelines this year?
We got a really good coaching staff. I'm returning all the guys that we've had in the past. Aaron Habe is the defensive coordinator. And then we have Jay Cunner and Tony Cashlin. They're both assistant coaches. And then Jordan Scott is also helping out with us. And we get a little bit of help occasionally from our junior high coaches when their time is up. They come up and take a look at us, which is pretty nice because they're a couple of ex-players that we've had. And they do a fine job. And it's funny you say that, because I said something the other day. We had a phenomenal practice. And seeing all the coaches working together at their positions and seeing the kids respond to them, it's a great feeling as a head coach, mm-hmm. seeing how, you know, kids respond to different faces, different vocabulary, but still doing the exact same thing. And I couldn't be more pleased with the coaching staff that we have assembled right now. And I think it'll reflect our season.
Well, Mike, always enjoy talking to you each and every year. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us as you get ready to start the season, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in 2022.
Thanks, Brent.
Coach Mike Scott joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.